Hey, greetings, everybody. It is
Sister Amen
with Brother Tupos. We're coming to you to bring our daily edification audio. It's the end of the day.
Yep.
We usually make them at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to bring you some interesting thoughts from the Gospel Road and share our day with you. We hope you're doing well. You like sharing your day with other people, Sister Amen?
I do.
You got to share it with me. You got to share it with your brother and sister that are on the road with us. I guess we share it with other people we know online. I guess we share it with other people online that we don't even know about.
Yeah, we share it with the Lord.
Yeah.
Because we do it all unto Him.
Amen.
Or as to Him.
Amen, yeah. We decided, because we have bad weather coming in this weekend, rain for 2 days, we decided to go out and hold gospel signs today because it was a good day weather-wise to go do it.
Right.
So we went out to a street that we flew gospel signs on before.
Oh, many times.
Yeah, and it went really good. We handed out some gospel cards. Thousands of people saw the gospel signs. Actually had some conversations, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a post up tomorrow, flying signs in Georgia, because we're in the state of Georgia now. So, yeah, it went really good. I had one, let's see, two interesting stories. I had a bus driver. I had some people driving by. I was holding my sign that says bigdon'tperish.com sign, and then saying Jesus would rebuke America and the churches. And a lot of people agreed with that. But I had one mad bus driver, no kids on the bus, thank God. He was mad. He was yelling at me through the door, and he went to go forward real quick, and he didn't even look, and he almost slammed into a car. And I kind of rebuked him. I said, "Wow, you better watch how you're driving, bus driver." Ooh, did he get mad at me? And another man walked right up and bought us some fancy bottled sports water. And he thanked us for what we do, and I gave him a gospel card. And then another guy walking by, the older man, that you gave him a gospel card.
Oh, yeah, he was coming by me today, and I offered him a gospel card, and he stopped, and he smiled, and he said, "You gave me one last night."
Right.
That was from our witness walk. And
we took a walk last night.
Yeah, he said, "You're doing a good thing."
Yeah.
So that was nice, and he walked down the road toward...
He walked by me, and I talked to him a little bit, and I gave him one of the water bottles that the guy gave us. He looked like he could use it more than we could.
Yeah.
So he took one of the water bottles. So, yeah, it was good. Brother Zealous and Sister Carr were on another corner, and they had some conversations and handed out gospel cards. So we like... I don't know. What do you like best about flying gospel signs, Sister Amen?
Well, I can't say best, but I guess I could just share why I like it. It's because... many people get to see the signs. If anybody really wants to stop and talk, they can make time, stop, come by and talk to us.
Yeah.
And it's peaceful. It's not invasive in anybody else's so-called space or whatever. And we get to just ponder and
think. That was going to be my one. I like it. It's peaceful. I get to think. I get to just hold a sign. I can wave at people if I want. I can smile, whatever. But it's very peaceful.
Yeah, I like it. Even though it's loud and noisy and smelly
by
the intersection.
It's the most peaceful form of witnessing.
Because
you're not even really talking to a lot of people. You're just holding signs.
Yeah.
And you get to ponder your thoughts and stuff a lot. So, yeah, I like that. I like that part about it. So, yeah, it worked out really good.
While we were out there, a woman was, she was at the stoplight, and she was like a car, two cars away from me. But I could see her. She was smiling at me. And when it was her, when the green light went on, she was like way back in the line. I was halfway down the block. She pulled up by me and stopped and made everybody wait behind her. And she said, "Could you pray for?" And I couldn't hear what she said, but I gave her a gospel card. She took it right away and said thank you and took off.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's neat when we hold gospel signs. We're right on a sidewalk, right by a busy street. And today an older man was talking to me for about a minute while the stoplight was red. And I got a gospel card to him. He took a gospel card, and he said he really appreciated what we do. And then there was a young man who was looking through the window, and he was shaking his head, put his thumbs up, and I said, "Why? Why?" And he rolled his window down, and I said, "Why is this good?" He goes, "I like your message, man. I like your message. It's true." He says, "True. The churches are lying to people." So I told him, look up don'tperish.com and email me, and I'd love to help him. So he said he was going to look up our website. So it's kind of neat. You get mockers, but you can have some communication with people that the message, it seems to touch them, and that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like looking in inside the cars, you know, as people pull up and they're stopped, you know.
Right. They're 3 feet from you.
Packed, yep. And then you just kind of walk down real slow, let them see the sign. When they first look at you, they're like, "What's that?" And then all of a sudden their eyebrows go down a little bit, like they're reading it, like they're concentrating. Then all of a sudden some of them go back up, their eyebrows do, and they're like nodding their head going, yep.
Yep.
And they give a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so I had a similar sign to Brother Tupos. What was mine?
Your sign said, forsake the world and the churches, come out of the world, repent or burn.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah, so, and you know what I noticed? Was later on in the evening, there was a whole lot more people that seemed to be slowing down and reading it than it was earlier on.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. I don't know why that is either. Yeah, it's like it's almost like different cycles of time.
Maybe they got off work or something, and we were just getting travelers through or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Super busy town.
The first few hours, we didn't have hardly anybody really talking to us or anything, and all of the conversation and stuff we had came at the end after the sun was almost set.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting how that works. I don't know what that means, but
I don't know. Yeah. Why people were paying attention. So
yeah,
that's
works
awesome.
Out good. Earlier in the day, we were in a parking lot, and Sister Amin made us a big batch of soup. Oh, it was so good. And we had a meal with the Zelos family after we flew signs, so that worked out really good. And we had to have some fellowship and talk about a bunch of things. So that's always nice to have fellowship on the road.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. What's on? I got a topic to bring up, but what's on your mind, Sister Amin? I want to give you a chance.
Well, I was going to share a little bit after we were done flying signs. Am I jumping too far ahead?
No, go for it.
Okay, after we were done flying signs, we were going to meet up with brother and sister, and they said they would be ready in about 10 minutes or something. We just had to go to another parking lot to meet up with them, and I told Brother Tupos,
we're always in parking lots.
Yeah, we're always in a parking lot. I saw a store that I like to pop in and see if they got anything on clearance, and I usually get to give the gospel out there, too. I said, I'm going to run in there real quick before we go over there, and I was in the checkout line. There's a woman ahead of me, and I heard her say there's something wrong with her arm, and could the cashier bag her stuff in lighter bags? And so she walked out the door, and when it was my turn, I gave the woman a gospel card, and she said, thank you. And then she stood there reading it, and as I got to the door, she yelled, thank you, and she seemed, once she saw what it was, she was, like, really thankful for it.
That's awesome.
And so I got out in the parking lot, and I was looking and looking and looking and trying to find that woman, and I finally found her unloading her cart because I wanted to give her a gospel card, and I did, and I offered to help unload her cart, and she said no, she had it, but I waited till she got her cart done, and I took it back, and she took the gospel card, and I had talked to her for a little bit. So.
Always looking for the chance to give her the hope that lies within you.
Yeah, so who knows what those people do with it, but when you feel led to do something, make sure you follow through on it.
Yeah, amen, yeah.
Because it may seem like a little bit of nothing, but it could be to the saving of somebody's
soul.
Yeah,
be faithful. Yeah, you're planting seeds for eternity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a topic we can talk about. Ready, Sister Amin?
Uh-huh.
Sound mind. What do you think of that when I say the word sound mind? Do we want to talk about this?
A sound mind would be kind of like sober and sound. I guess you know what I think about? My first thing that comes in my head is that I did not have that before Christ. I was like an insane maniac.
Yeah.
And now, after Christ, absolutely no problem whatsoever when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 Peter 4:17, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. That sober means the same thing, a sound mind. So we were talking about this today. The Christian having a sound mind, it's a good witness and a good testimony unto who we are, that we walk with a sound mind, because there's people out there that are claiming to be Christians. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but they don't have sound minds. They're living in fear. They're afraid to die. They're have anxiety, all that type of stuff. What kind of witness is that?
Well, anxiety, we're supposed to, the scriptures say, we're not supposed to be careful for anything, but in prayer and supplication, let our
not be anxious, not be worried.
Yeah, careful means that.
Yeah.
So it's like there's scriptures that tell us not to be something that some people are claiming they can't help but be.
Yeah.
Which, that's not right.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. So one of the characteristics of a true believer that has the Spirit of God will be a sound mind, sober-minded. Now, that doesn't mean you never maybe get scared once in a while, or you're never maybe a little sad or depressed once in a while, but the pattern of your life should not be where you're in anxiety. The pattern of your life should not be where you're not sober or you're fearful about all kinds of things, the pattern of your life predominantly should be what the Bible promises us.
Right.
A spirit of not of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Sound mind, which means you're able to function and stay focused on the things of the gospel and the scriptures. And we just see so many churchianity people that just do not operate in sound minds, yet they claim Christ.
Right.
Yeah. So we were talking about that a bit today. So ponder that. I hope you have that in your walk. If you don't, ask the Father. The Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Right.
Ask the Father. How about this? What are some keys other than, we get it by the Holy Spirit, but what are some keys that we can do to ensure we are walking in a sound mind or propagating a sound mind? What do you think?
How about Ephesians 6 armor?
Yeah.
Putting that all on, because that will cover you from head to toe.
Yeah, and Colossians 3:2, focus on things above.
Yep.
And then I'm thinking of, like, study to be approved. So if you're focusing on the scriptures and reading the scriptures and living out the scriptures, I think you're going to have a sound mind versus if you're not, you're living by the flesh or living by the things of the world, you're going to have all kinds of problems that will make you not be sound.
Yeah, how about Philippians 4:8? I guess I'll just read it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yeah, which is thinking. You have to have a sound mind.
Your mind.
Yeah.
And you're keeping it all on that which is good and true and pure and of a good report.
That's a good verse. Good verse.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, sound mind. Something we definitely all should strive for, and God promises it to his people born of him by this gospel.
Right.
Yeah. Sister Amin, we were going to talk about a topic to go to some scriptures on.
Yeah, we were. I didn't tell you. I had one more little thought.
Go for it. What's your thought?
I do that before that, because I guess it doesn't matter. But I was just thinking, as we were out flying our signs, and that was such a super busy highway or road or whatever you want to call it, and all the thousands of people who flew by seeing the gospel signs, it made me think of Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Yeah.
Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And I was thinking today about the multitude of people that cried out to crucify Jesus.
Yeah.
And it made me think of, we see all these people. There's so many people today, in America anyway. I don't know where everybody else is, but what we just saw today was a multitude of people on the broad road to destruction. And sometimes in my early years in Christ, I would marvel. I was like, wow, how could all these people be? But if you read the scriptures, Jesus said few.
Yeah. Few means puny.
Yeah, and it was no different.
Brother
back
Zellis
then.
Was talking about that today.
Yeah, with the multitude that wanted to crucify Jesus, why would we think it's any different today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be any different.
And no.
It's a hard thing to swallow when you see them all, when you see them running by, living their lives, going in haste here, living in sin there. It is a hard thing to swallow. There's no doubt about it, because you care for your fellow man. It's almost, it's like surreal to think that so many people could disregard Christ and his word and his ways, but it's exactly true.
Like the flood.
So I think we have to be careful. I think if we think in the flesh, it's too hard to fathom.
Yep.
If we think in the spirit, you go, it is what it is. We have to stay in the spirit on that.
Oh, yeah. We're always to walk in the spirit.
Yeah, we got to walk in the spirit on that.
Flesh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Whenever we fly gospel signs or do events.
Yep.
Or go to churches. I guess it doesn't matter.
No,
I guess
life.
the only time this doesn't affect me is one-on-one witnessing. Because when you see one person at a time, it's not as powerful. But when you see hundreds or thousands of people at a time rejecting Christ, and many of them are supposed to claim him, then it really hits you. You witness to one person at a time, it doesn't have the weight. Unless, us, we're always out witnessing to people. So you witness to numbers of people every day. At the end of the week, you think back of all the people you witnessed to that don't strive for the kingdom of God, it adds up too.
It definitely can pile upon itself.
Yeah, so we can't let that get us down. We got to know it is what it is. We got to walk in the spirit. We got to be thankful we're called. And we just be salt and light and keep pointing the way. What everybody does with it, that's up to them.
I turn it all over to God.
Yeah, we have
to. We do our part and let him do his.
Yeah, we have to. Okay, on to our topic.
Uh-huh.
We picked a topic. We're going to do this in our audios. We're going to pick a topic or pick a word. Today, I think, is a word, not a topic. And we picked...
fire.
Fire. Wow, what a powerful thing. I'll go first. Genesis 19:24. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Yeah, he rained fire. So when you have rain coming down, think about it with like big balls of fire and brimstone coming down. Pretty amazing. God is a God of judgment and fire.
Right. And you notice sometimes when it rains, sometimes it just falls. And yep. then sometimes it pounds down. And I can imagine yeah. that's what that was.
Yeah.
1 Peter 1:7. Hold on, I just lost my thing here. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
I love that. Tried by fire. Here's a famous one. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. There you go. You do religious holidays like Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that God didn't command. That's called strange fire. Look what happened to him. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about altar calls? Aren't those strange fire?
Yeah, all different kinds of things.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Look at verse 2. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. I think those are the men everybody was told, don't be sorrowful for them.
Because
they went against the Lord. Strange fire, not a good thing.
How about Matthew 3:11-12? I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn off the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Yeah, that's part of the harvest, is all the chaff that's going to be gathered up.
I don't want to be chaff.
Here, this one is for the people that say, oh, God is loving, God doesn't judge, God's not harsh. He's the same God in the Old Testament as the New. Ready? Leviticus 21:9. And the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father, she shall be burned with fire. That's judgment right there. Well, think about it. God judges these people with fire. What's the ultimate judgment of fire? Hell.
Yeah.
They're going to get an eternal judgment.
Hebrews 7:19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
What verse is that?
I just said Hebrews.
Yeah.
I'm at Matthew 7:19.
Matthew 7:19.
I have a Hebrews right down there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, good
catch. That didn't make sense.
Matthew 7:19.
Read it again.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Yeah, so fruit, faith, and works is part of our life in Christ. Without it, we're not going to be found in him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Deuteronomy 4:24. This is repeated in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, I believe. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. I think it's Hebrews 12.
Yeah.
God is a consuming fire.
Yeah, how about this? This one that I messed up. Hebrews 12:28-29.
Yep.
That's where I'm going, is what you're just talking about. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
Yeah, that's Paul echoing the Old Testament.
Yep.
Psalm 11:6. Here. Once again, God's judgment. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Wicked means sinners. Sinners that don't repent, that's what they're going to get. Yeah, God's going to dole out his justice.
Yeah, he is. Luke 9:54-56. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? you always bring this one up. Yeah, consume them even as Elias did. But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village.
Yeah. Yeah, if God wanted to destroy us with fire, Christ wouldn't have come. He could have just destroyed us with fire.
Right.
And I find that interesting how the disciples were like, let's get them with fire. Yeah. Praise God. God is not a man.
Oh, I know. All right.
Proverbs 26:20. I like this one. A little wisdom here. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. I can't say that word.
It ceases.
Ceaseth. So when you don't have liars, the strife goes away.
Yeah.
And when you don't have wood, there is no fire.
Yeah, it's a nice comparison there, isn't
yeah, it?
It's
it
like
is.
A visual picture.
Yep.
Let's see. How about 2 Thessalonians 1.
I knew you were going to read this one.
7 through 9. This one that gets used out on the street a lot, hopefully to strike fear in people.
Yeah.
And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
He's coming.
Yeah,
he is. He's coming, and he's going to use fire, and he's going to purge. Malachi 3:2, my last verse on fire, talks about this. But who may abide in the day of his coming? You just read about it.
Yeah.
And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to be pretty for the people on the wrong side of his judgment.
Mm-mm, because if you have a lot of stuff to be refined in, it is like 100% of who you are. There's going to be nothing left.
Yeah, and this all goes with that we're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus said, strive and fight to enter into the kingdom. We're supposed to have reverence. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. Mm-hmm. All of this adds up perfectly. But what doesn't add up is when you get people that say, oh, God is just love, and he's not going to judge, and he's going to forgive everybody. That just is not true. God is a consuming fire, and if you're not on the side of the gospel and have lost your life and are following, obeying him, you're going to lose your life in fire. You're going to lose your soul in the fire and the judgment. It's going to be destruction.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Amen. Amen. That's why we go and preach the gospel.
We do.
Warn people. Anything else, Sister Amon? Do you have one more? Or?
I actually have three more. But
go for it. Three more verses. Okay. Go for it.
I forced myself to stop, but...
Go for it.
Romans 12, 20 and 21. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good one to learn from. That can be a hard one to do at times.
Yeah.
James 3:6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Yeah, we have to watch that tongue.
Yeah.
Because out of your heart, your mouth speaks.
Yeah, that's a dangerous member.
Yep. And here's the last one. Ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Let's make sure we're ready for this.
Well, I'm trying.
Revelation 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah, pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm ready to not be that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good topic, fire. We should think about that. It'll keep our reverence in line for God. Let us be tried by fire and refined and made ready for his return, not burned up like chaff.
The only fire I want in me is to be on fire for the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for him.
And we do have fiery trials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and persecutions and things, but
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow's Saturday, and then Sunday, we've been talking about it. It's supposed to be a rainy, cold weekend rolling in this area, and we're hunkered out and down here, so we won't have any events. We probably won't be standing out of the church, but I believe we will be out in some marketplace areas, and who knows, there may be some witnessing going on there.
Yeah, you never know.
And we'll be working online, getting some things done, so I'm kind of looking forward to a couple of real slow days to get caught up on some things, and make plans for where we're headed and all of that. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Amon?
I have a scripture verse.
Go for it. I have one too.
Like what we call our ending one.
Yep.
I guess. 1 Peter 5:10-11. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
I like that, settle you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like settles us, like get settled in the Lord, be settled, don't be tossed about by every wind of doctrine, but be settled. Settled, I think of like a firm foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last verse is Luke 21:8. And this, every time I think about man-made religion and all the deception out there, I think about this. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. Take heed, so you're not deceived. Amen. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not thereafter them. Or go ye not therefore after them. I think that can be taken two ways. People will be delusional, saying, I'm Jesus Christ, I'm the Christ. Mm-hmm. And then I also think it could mean also people saying, yeah, he is the Christ.
He's over there.
He's over there. But yeah, then they deceive. So that's a thing we have to be very cautious of. Jesus said if it was possible, even the elect could be deceived in Matthew 24. So I don't think it's possible. Why? We're testing the scripture. We're walking in the spirit. We can't be deceived if we keep ourselves on guard, on watch, keep the armor up.
Yeah, he'll help us.
Yeah, amen. Amen. All right, well, I think we're going to leave it right there. We're looking forward to whatever the weekend brings. Check out all of our resources. We'll have some more Ecclesia gatherings coming up. We've got some more posts that are going to be going up. We'll have some more. Oh, we're going to do our post from the street preach. We'll have that done probably tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, it should be.
And we have a couple new updates on some unbiblical teachers pages. And I'm going to be doing another verse by verse in the book of Revelation.
Revelation, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of things going on, a lot of good things. And we're just holding fast, keeping our eyes in the Word, keeping our eyes on the Lord, looking after the brethren that are in front of us, and loving our neighbor, loving God the best that we can.
Amen. Praise God.
That's what we're commanded to do.
I love that.
All right.
I want to keep his commands.
Amen. Amen. It's a glorious thing that we get to obey because it pleases him, and they're not grievous.
No. No, what's grievous is being outside of Christ.
Yeah.
Doing everything you want is a horrible thing.
Right. What's grievous is if you're a fake Christian and you don't really want to obey and you're miserable because you love the things of the world and you're pretending you love God, that's grievous. But when you're, take the yoke of God, we were talking about this real quick with a brother. You take a yoke that God gives you, it's light. We add all of our junk and sin and worldliness and false ways and the past on there. And he says, I didn't tell you to carry all that.
No.
You're making it a lot heavier than you need to.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have that wrong, so we've got to make sure that we're taking the Lord's yoke, which is drop your nets, drop your past, get rid of your life, lose your life, come follow me, not bring everything with and live a double life.
Mm-mm.
Then your life becomes troublesome.
He came to set us free.
Amen. And free we are.
I love that. Praise God. And we love you.
Yep.
Out there listening.
Yeah, we do. Let us know how we can help you in your faith. We're going to leave right there. Till next time, the Lord lets us come again.
Amen.
Strive for the kingdom. Set your eyes on things above, as we talked about, and don't let the distractions and the cares of this world sweep you away, because none of it's going to last. When you leave this world, you can't take any of this with you. The only thing you can do is help take some people with you, but everything else has to be left behind.
Well, I'll leave it all behind.
Amen. Amen. We're ready to go. It's all done, isn't it?
It is.
All right. We love you all. Till next time. Go out, have a glorious day. We're here for you.
May God be praised.
Yes, may he be praised indeed, Sister Amen. Raman.